So we have a bit of a challenge here. A bit of a kasha. And maybe we can see if we can solve this kasha. We have a steer in Rashba's. The same Rashba. Rashba's one man. A steer in Tosis is not a steerer, because there are many Baliatosis, so they might be disagreeing with each other. But there was one man named Rabbi Shlomo ben Avram Adaras, the Rashba, the chief Talmud and successor of the Ramban, who wrote Chidushim on Shas, who wrote Shuvas LaHalacha, and it seems like we have a direct stira between his Chidushim and Bava Basra and one or more Shuvas that he wrote, Rakod LaHalacha and Ebenezer. Ebenezer we saw yesterday, Ebenezer Simon Ben Beis, Siv Dalet, the Beis Yosef, Rav Yosef Karan, the Beis Yosef, and the Ramah in his Agos and Shulchan Aruch, quote the Shuvas HaRashba. It appears several places, but specifically Chelak Alav Simen Tav Shin Pei Simen 780. The Rashba writes unequivocally, and the Beis Yosef and the Ramah preserve that clarity and unequivocalness, or whatever the word is, the clarity that. If the Edom did not see the Maisik Kiddushin Mamish, nothing happened. There was no Edos. The fact that there was circumstantial evidence, the Edom saw right before, they saw right after, they might have heard the fellow saying it right mikudeshously, it does not help. If they didn't see it happen, zero. That's the position of the Rashba. It should be noted that not everyone agrees with the Rashba. We saw that the Mordechai quotes how many Rishonim who disagree with the Rashba?
Two.
Which two?
The Re'im and the
Ra'im. Well, the Re'im and all good. There might be a lot. Because as Chaim points out, at the end of the second column here, the very end of Siman Tav Kuf Lamed Aleph, so he directly quotes the Re'im. The Re'im says that if one of the Edom didn't actually see the scene of Starabas, but that we're not going to move out of the Kiddushin because he saw a Dover HaMochiach. And he quotes the Gemara, at the end of Masechas Kiddushin, Daf Samachay, wrapping from Samachem and Alf, Samachem and Beis, that Kiddushe Bia could occur. That's right before the Gemara articulates the concept of Eidus Lakim Adavar by Kiddushin. You need Eidus Lakim Adavar, but the Gemara says by Kiddushe Bia in particular, if the Eidim saw the Yichud, they can put two and two together. We understand that the Kiddushe Bia went on, even though they did not directly observe the act of Kiddushe Bia, hein Eidei Yichud, hein Eidei Bia. The Edom and Edom of Yichud qualify as, they count as Edom to the Bia, even though they did not directly observe the act of Kiddushe Bia. So the Mordechai quotes the Re'im, or Blazmi Mitz, who says at the end of Siman Tav Kuf Lamed Aleph, yeah, he says explicitly that even if the Eid didn't actually see them, Nesinas HaTabas, the Gemara Kiddushin says they don't have to actually see it. Not only, as Chaim points out, the Re'im says it explicitly, but remember yesterday we looked at most of that top Siman Tav Kuf Lamed Aleph from the Mordechai. It was a lengthy case, a whole complicated case that everyone got involved in, where the girl was a Meshudechas to a Kohen, and this Paritz came along, and he brought his goons with him, his two Edim, and he sort of distracts her, and then gives her a gift, and then later on, he says, oh, by the way, that was Kiddushin, and the whole Machlokas erupts, is she in fact married to this fellow or not? Does she need a get or not? The girl's family had forced this parts to give a get. Was that get counterproductive? Now she can't marry the fiancé, the Kohen, or is there such a lack of any trace of Kiddushin that maybe we should say that there isn't even a Re'ech HaGet, she can go ahead and marry her true love, the fiancé, the Kohen. In the course of that whole discussion, back and forth, all the Talmidim Rabbeinu Tam gets involved. Talmidim Rabbeinu Tam get involved. The Rihalavan, Rulazer of Bohm, and this one and that. They all have what to say. No one says I believe, I read through Mordechai a few times, maybe I missed it. As far as I can tell, no one says, oh, it's not a Kiddushin, because one of the Edim didn't see the Nesinus HaTabas. Even though, as we saw yesterday, at the beginning of Tavkuf Lamed Al, when the Mordechai lays out the case, he mentions that. He actually spends a few lines on the fact that the parrots stepped in front of one of the Edim, blocked one of the Edim's line of sight, when he actually gave the ring to the girl. So, someone should have said, oh, it's not a Kiddushin, for the simple reason that the aide didn't see it. No one says that. All the discussion back and forth about Tamid and Talmidim, no one says, well, obviously it's not a Kiddushin. They say it's not a Kiddushin because there's no Das Kiddushin, she threw it away, etc. It says the aide himself didn't realize it was a shame Kiddushin. But no one says it's not a Kiddushin because there was no aidus to the Mesiras Tabas. So from the Uraim at the end of that Mordechai explicitly, and the shtika of all the Tamei Ben Otam and the Uraim as well, and the others, over the course of the discussion of that case, it seems like Rabbi Natan and Talmidav sound like they are comfortable with Eidus Yediyah below Eidus Re'iyah, with circumstantial Eidus of a Maisa Kiddushin. The Ramah, though, is clear, and again, that's what the Beis Shmuel had referenced. Hey, 1 second! Why is the Ramah saying so unequivocally there's no Kiddushin like the Rashba? How about the Mordechai? And as we're seeing, the Mordechai is the Uraim explicitly, but Rabbeinu Tam b'chol Talmidav implicitly. Okay? So it's an interesting machlokas, and a very important machlokas. It's going to come up. Again, the photographer, hopefully it's not the Gufa parts, hopefully just the Gufa photographer who gets in the way. But Lamaisa, the Messiah Kiddushin is going to mock, but you need to see the actual Messiah Sotabas. What we were troubled by yesterday is that the Rashba himself is Soser himself, because the Rashba is the source in Ibn HaEzer that you need absolute Eidus Re'iyah, not Raya, but Re'iyah. The Eidim have to actually see, not just that they understand what happened. And yet over here, Shivavi made the Yadi, Rashba joins Rabbeinu Yonah in saying, yeah, that the Chiddush of Abaye is... It doesn't mean that the neighbors mamish saw that he was in his house. Just circumstantial evidence. They would have noticed if he would have left. What are the chances? As they say, rachal kadosh. It's unlikely that they wouldn't have noticed the guy leaving. Unlikely. They didn't really see anything. I mean, they saw bits and pieces. So that sounds a lot like Eidus Yediyah below Eidus Re'iyah. So the question is, in the Tshuvas, the Rashba says we do not accept such Eidus. Absolutely, there isn't even a suffix. The girl is absolutely single, not married whatsoever, because there wasn't total visual aidus. And yet here, he said, yeah, Shuvim Ediyadi, no big deal. They understand what happened. So why is over here it's acceptable, the Chiddush Rashba and Bava Basu Chavtes, and the Tshuvas, it's unacceptable. Yeah, what is the Chaim, you want to say something?
Wait, I don't understand why, in the case of we're talking about a period of 3 years, and there's no really one act of Eidus Yediyah or Re'iyah. So there's like completely different cases. Here we're talking about one solitary action in which, like, seeing that action or not seeing it determines the whole thing, because that's the only thing happening. If I were trying to establish a chazaka through the Edim, over a period of 3 years,
we're just like... Oh, okay, so Chaim's making important points, but I like what you're saying, but we're going to push back a little bit. So you're saying, you think about the cases, and it's a good way of thinking. You're saying, well, let's think about the scenarios. Let's think about what the contexts are. The contexts are very different. The context by Kiddushin is a one moment of an event. The context over here is a three-year-long event. And that's, in fact, the Gemara's whole point, is I need to have Eidus for the entire 3 years. Okay, that's true. That is a chiluk. And why should the chiluk make an afkamina? Why should the chiluk matter?
Maybe he holds that Yediyah by the case of the 3 years, since it's not one action, is enough, because it's impossible to have complete Re'iyah. But over here, where it's just this, all they need to see is one thing, they're required to see that one thing.
Okay, good. Hold on to that thought. We're gonna circle back very soon. Yes, Raf.
Maybe it's similar to Hotas,
in the sense that the Marakama doesn't argue saying that he did see this Machaseh leave the house. So perhaps if he did say, I saw him leave the house, that circumstantial evidence would not be good enough.
Interesting. The Gemara is going to raise that later. Mar Zutra is going to make that point. There should be a difference between a case where the Machazik, where the Marakama explicitly says, ooh, you know, the Rebbe Yonah thing I already referenced that. Maybe the difference between the case of the Marakama explicitly says, I know he left, versus a case he doesn't say, I know he left. But I'm not sure that, you call that Hadas Baldin. The Marakama is not being moda that yes, I in fact the machzik was there at night. Even if he doesn't make a taina, he's just saying I don't really know. Is that a hadas baden? You are touching on something important. In other words, the Gemara is going to raise it more later on. Maybe there should be a difference when he actually makes that taina. But when he does make the taina, sounds like the shivvi made the yadi. That's what it sounds like. Because even if he doesn't make the taina, it's hard to say it's hadas baden. The Gemara is grappling. The Gemara is assuming you need some sort of edus. The Gemara is saying, but this edus is enough. Right? So I'm not sure if to think that through more. Then Chaim is saying, maybe the edus is enough because it's so long, which is interesting. Of course, I would push back, at least for now, you need edus. The fact that you have a hard time getting the edus, that's your problem. Figure if you need to bring the edus, so you're gonna have to figure it out. What do we mean that? Well, since it's hard, we'll cut you a break. Who's cutting a break? You have edus, you have edus. So you're onto something. We're gonna need to sharpen that. Yeah.
Maybe it's not a theorem because here by the Vatra, that what they're looking for is whether he does something outside of the house. The edus doesn't need to be that he's in his house. It has to be that. They have
re'iyah
that he hasn't done, and therefore that's
So Yonah's taking Chaim with a twist, not just the fact that it's a longer period of time, but that
not really an action.
Right, it's sort of a absence. Now, yes and no, that's an interesting point. Yes and no. Really, really what we want is Edus that he's living in the house. Narvas, I know he walked into the house, I don't know if he left the house. Fundamentally, it is a affirmative, positive edus that he was living there. But you're right, once you have that first moment he walks in, we end up looking for him not leaving. So you say, maybe that should matter. Yeah?
Similar to what I was saying, but maybe them seeing the action that day, that's the main part of the act. But if they didn't see the main part of the act by the via, they didn't see anything. They didn't even see the main part. So you could say that by Kedushin, they didn't even see the main part at all. But by our case, in Argamar, they did see. They saw what happened during the day. So then you could use that.
Ooh, that's interesting. You're saying this is Rashba l'shitaso. Was it Rashba l'shitaso? Was he the one who said? Ben Yonah. That okay, good. Ben Yonah. That made that diras yom is the ikker. Right. That was Ben Yonah. The diras yom is the ikker. So maybe once I have the ikker, then I can fill in everything else. If I don't have the ikker, okay, that's an interesting point.
It is very different.
That's an interesting. Well. Right.
So it wasn't at the hamin and was
kind of. Yeah.
Might have thought that you just need the
Iker Raskana,
you don't.
Yeah, so, okay, let's hold on to that. Mordechai.
Is there a difference between, like, the purpose of the Aedis? Like, is it coming to, like, prove it, or, like, to actually, like, allow it to take effect? So maybe by Kedushin, like, the Aedis allows, like, the actual Kedushin to have it, like, take effect, to happen, whereas here, maybe just, like, trying to prove it. So I guess maybe you could prove based on just the Aedis.
Okay, so thinking not just about differences, not only in terms of the length of time, and in terms of the whether you're looking for action or inaction, but also in terms of what it is that the edus is supposed to lead to, being creating a chazaka versus creating a kiddushin. Yeah.
Maybe it's gnai to look into a person's house at night. similar to Hine Adia, Hine Adia. No,
that was
Hine Adia.
So you're saying like Chaim, but with yet another twist. Not just that it's practically difficult to see it directly, but that it would be inappropriate to see it directly. Yeah, that's an important point. Shmuel.
I want to just emphasize like what Chaim was saying about this and what we've been out for me is, in the case of Kedushin, you could see like the Gufamaisa. It's not possible, and I think that's what emphasizing the Rashi. It's not possible to see all 3 years and be watching the neighbor for all 3 years and seeing it. But once it's not possible to actually see it, then we lower the standard of what it has to be.
Okay, now is it long, but it's impossible. Yeah, two more ha'aris, and then we're going to circle back to the Gemara's via Rafi's ha'ara.
Three twists and the practical note.
Wow, a triple axel. Yeah.
According to Rashba, is it that if you don't have Ria, it's inherently not good. It just comes because if you could have a case where there's enough idea to not be machish. So and could that be what he's saying that here in the case of Lila that if you see him walk in, you see him afterward. There's no way to be machish. That's enough.
So you're saying maybe it has to do with how strong the rove is.
Yeah, and but maybe by kedushin, there's still maybe we could come up with a possibility. So it's not enough, and it's all. The only reason why Yediyah doesn't work is since there are ways you could be machish. But if you weren't able to, somehow you could have a case like Diras Laila that there's no way to be machish, then it works.
The Rishon didn't say it's impossible. It said Racha Kadar. It's unlikely. It's theoretically possible that the guy snuck out. Do you hear everything goes on in your neighbor's house? You hear every time your neighbor pulls out of the driveway? Not really. Hopefully not. You don't hear everything that your neighbor does. It could be looking back in the old days before houses were built as sturdily. There probably was before houses were insulated as well. You could probably hear much more what was going on. No reason to say it's impossible. But you're saying okay, maybe it has to do with the strength of the rove. One more ha'ara. Yet.
I think the rash was that it's yetcher, but all. Also, what's called the just in terms of what Alexander Shmuel was saying, I think that the Gemara would support that if you if it's impossible for you to if it's possible for the Eden to manage to do the Pamaisa, either good thing or not, or just physically impossible, then we do rely on this.
So, what I want you to consider also and think about some of the things you've said. Is that the Mordechai, not only is the Rashba internally embattled, if it's steered between the Rashba and the Rashba, the Yireim, again, all the other Tamidere and Tam in the Mordechai, they imply that they disagree with the Rashba because no one seems to have mentioned, we can ignore this act of the pirates in the story because they didn't see it. That point was made at length in the story and no one said. But not only that, as we saw, the Yireim explicitly says at the end, circumstantial evidence is fine. After all, hein hein eide yichud, hein hein eide bia. So that's actually remarkably, and especially if you're thinking about, one of you mentioned now, one mentioned during Seder, I could have made the argument, Eidus Lekiyam HaDavar is different. Eidus for the Kiddushin is different. The problem is, within Eidus Kiddushin, there seems to be, for the Rashba, a split between Kiddushin Kesef, that requires full Re'iyah, and Kiddushin Bia, which does not. So, something's afoot. Now, some of you could have said, Daddy, what do you mean? The Gemara talks about this. Some of you could have said, I looked at the Gemara in Shul, Staf Lama Gilm, Staf Lama Dalad. It talks about that explicitly. It said that's where the phrase, Eidus Lediyah below Israel, comes from Shul, Staf Lama Gimel. And the Gemara there says, there's a difference between Dinei Mamonos and Dinei Nefashos. Right? And the Beis Shmuel makes reference to that, a difference between Dinei Mamonos and Dinei Nefashos. The Rashba makes reference to that. At the end of his tshuva, Elef Kuf Tzai Gimel, the longer tshuva, a difference between Dinei Mamonos. The Gemara says that that by dinin mamonis it is acceptable. Eidus idea is good enough. By dinin nefashos it's not. By dinin nefashos we say, you know, that the case of Shimon ben Shatach that appears here in Shavuos Lamadal as well as in Sanhedrin, where he runs after the Rodef and the Nirdaf and he catches up to them moments too late and he catches up to them in the building, and now the Nirdaf is lying on the floor bleeding out and the Rodef is staying there with a bloody knife. Shimon Shatach says, pretty clear to me what happened, but you know, this doesn't qualify as Eidus for that's acceptable in court. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will, but it's clear to me that you're the murderer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will mete out justice. And as the Gemara says, very quickly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shimon Shatach watches how HaKadosh Baruch Hu meets out justice almost immediately. But his Eidus would have been unacceptable and evaded it. So the Gemara says, the difference between Dinimam and Dinifashas. So you could have said, that's the answer. That's the answer. Bava Basra is Dinimamunis. So Dinimamunis, the Shavi Mediyadi is good enough. And the Kiddushin not. You could have said the difference in different areas of Halacha. The problem is that it's not clear, as the Beis Shmuel gets involved in, it's not clear where you should classify Kiddushin. Kiddushin is relevant to Dinin Nefashos, but Al Pipasha, the act of Kiddushin itself is not Dinin Nefashos. The rules of it, it's a special higher standard of evidence for Vitzilu Ha'eda that we apply in Dinin Nefashos case does not apply. And that point is made by none less than the Rashba himself. In the Tshuva, in the longer Tshuva, Elif Kuf Tzadi Gimel, he says, yeah, this is not Dinin Nefashos. And he goes on to say also, if you look in the Gemara over there, in Shavuos, and Shavuos Lamed Gimel Aveis, when it talks about, yes, we accept Eidus Yediyah, Eidus HaMiskayemes B'Yediyah below Re'iyah, the Gemara, example the Gemara gives is the case of, as one of you said, is the case of Hadas Baldin. Eidus Yediyah below Eidus Re'iyah is the guy makes a Hadas in front of Bezdin, in front of Edim, that I borrowed money from him last week. I haven't paid back yet. So the Edom didn't actually see the loan take place, but they heard the Lova be moded that he borrowed money. That's not really what's going on in our Gemara. This is no Hadas Baldin. I'll drop it. No Hadas Baldin. It's just circumstantial evidence. But the answer might lie, and this is going to hopefully pull together Chaim with all the twists, or up to three twists. And the practical point is that the triple axle, the season, the triple axle, a lot of twists, but the so that many of you were touching on, it's something that the Tshuvas Maimini, even though up until this point it's been a machlokas Ashkenaz and Sfarad, the Rashba is the one who's been arguing you need absolute Eidus Re'iyah. And it's Rabbeinu Tam and his Talmidim, specifically the Reim, who said, no, Eidus Yediyah is good enough. But the truth is there's a Maharam Rutenberg, who's Mitalmidei Talmideim, who might help us with the Rashba. The Tshuvas Maimini that you have in the packet, just in terms of what it is, Tshuvas Maimini is sort of a parallel. I'm not sure if it was put together by the same Rishon, but it's at least parallel to the Hagos Maimi. Hagos Maimi in the bottom of the Rambam is a chaver of the Rosh and the Mordechai. One of the Tamim Aaron Rutenberg arranged different psakim of the Chachmei Ashkenaz al Seder HaRambam. He used the Rambam as an organizational scheme to tell you what Rabbeinu Tam says, Rabbeinu Simcha says, what the Yireim says. The Tshuvas Maimini in the back of the volumes of Rambam are tshuvas of the Ashkenazim, shaylos and tshuvas, relevant to topics that are discussed in the Rambam. Sometimes they actually quote a Rambam, and sometimes they don't. So at the end of here we are, tshuvas hashayachos, sefer nashim, is at the back of the nashim volume, is a section of tshuvas Miami, a number of pages. Here, if you're interested, at the bottom there's a whole mafteach, the table of contents, a lot of some intriguing cases, some very, very sad cases. Often cases which are halachically intriguing are emotionally, in the world, specifically in the world of Evan Ezer. The cases that are halachically intriguing will often also be emotionally wrenching. And important to take out a moment. As you think of even like that case in the Mordechai that we discussed yesterday and today. That you get involved in the sugya, it's worth taking out a moment to recognize that must have been a horribly painful chapter in her life. She was engaged to the man of her dreams, the Kohen of her dreams, and then this shlub comes in, and next thing she knows, her whole life is upended, and all the Gedolei Rishonim are discussing, does she need a get, does she not need a get, can she ever marry her fiancé or not? And remember, this wasn't, maybe they were all still Tamir and Tam, they just came to the yeshiva. More likely, there were letters going back and forth. This must have been a very, very painful chapter. Ultimately, it seems like the consensus was she was allowed to marry. But her life was in abeyance. Her life got put on pause for, I don't know, months, years? Not pashut. So the truth is by Mar Rutenberg here discusses another, not the same case. Mar Rutenberg lived a century or two after Rabbeinu Tam. He's at the end of the period of the Baal Yatosis. But apparently there's more. There has in history been more than one cruel and sensitive, uncaring person who would casually insert himself. Here's a girl who wants to marry someone. And he walks over and tries to mekadesh her and upends her life in incredibly painful ways. So this unfortunately, abuse is not as rare as we would like it to be. So the Maharam had to deal with a somewhat similar question. You see on the top, Din Reuven Kiddush Leia, Zarek Lo Kiddushel Sarcheka. Reuven threw the Kiddushin into her lap. V'nina Begadel HaShlicha Kiddushin Me'en Tochei Dibur. And within seconds, she shakes her skirt to get the Kesef Kiddushin, the ring, or the lollipop, the Esrog, whatever it was, out of her lap. So within Tochei Dibur, within a few seconds, not instantly, but within a few seconds, she demonstrates that she's not interested in the Kiddushin. But she didn't demonstrate instantly. It was within a few seconds. That's one question. Does normally, Shtika Koda, normally the Kala's silent consent, her consent is usually expressed silently. So she was silent in the moment, and then she expresses her displeasure a few seconds later. Should we say tochei dibur kedibur dami? Or no, it needs to be immediate. Moreover, she didn't say anything, but she actively tossed it out of her lap. So those are the opening issues in this tshuva, in terms of, which is not our topic, in terms of the core issues of how Kiddushin works. Was this a valid Maisa Kiddushin or not? But then he says, 1 second, says the Maram. I was reading over, they had sent the Maram, they'd written, the local Bezin had taken all the Edus, and they'd spoken to everyone, and then they said, this Shaila is beyond us, we're going to send it to the Gadol Adar. They wrote it all up, they sent a report to the Maram of Rutenberg. That's what he writes here. Dikdakti biksava edios. I was reading carefully the reports that you wrote, what all the Edom had said, and I noticed, Edom laron lofa tabash lekidushin b'chei kolam. The Edom didn't even see whether it landed or not. They didn't actually watch the ring land in her lap. He says, whoa. Mm-hmm. He says, if the Edom didn't see it, there's nothing to talk about. V'nidon zed lekasa adusa klal. There is no edus. Afilu echad me'en eno omer shirah shnafa tabaso cheko. Or even if one saw the nesina satabaso, one didn't. Ein kan afilu chashash kiddushin. He says, no concern whatsoever. Interesting. This is Maram of Rutenberg. How do I know it's the Maram of Rutenberg? Because you read all the tenth of tshuva, you see the signature. The Shalom, Meir Bar Baruch. That's the Maram. And they even tell you in the parentheses where you can find this. You can find this in the Tshuva's Maram, and it's quoted in two Mordechais. Not our Mordechai, the same Sefer Mordechai, elsewhere, the Mordechai in Kiddushin and in Gittin. So this is the Maram of Rutenberg, who is poskening like, not like his Rebbeim's Rebbeim, the Ureim and the Reotam and all them, but rather he's poskening like the Rashba, that you need direct, Edus Kiddushin have to be direct, Edus Yediyah. So this is exciting. Number one, Matzanu Chaver L'Rashba. The Rashba is not alone. It's the Rashba and the Maram of Wittenberg, two canonical Rishonim in terms of Psak. It's a little less surprising that the Rama is willing to paskin so unequivocally like the Rashba. Remember, that had been the Beis Shmuel's question. How does the Rama just say, no chashash kiddushin, you go ahead and marry someone else? Suffocatious ish, you aren't scared of the Mordechai, you aren't scared of the Uraim? So, okay, we begin to understand a little more. It's both the Rashba and the Maram of Wittenberg. And the Maram of Wittenberg also is a Basra'ah. He's generations after all those early Chachmei Asher and the Mordechai, and he's willing to paskin against them. That's very significant. Okay. But not only does having the Maharam meaning have relevance in terms of Psak Halacha, it also means we have another place to look in terms of understanding the Shita. And in fact, the Maharam of Wittenberg says something very fascinating. If you look in the second column, the bracket, he's going back and forth between the specific Gittin Kiddushin issues, which are not our focus right now, and the general Eidus issues, which are. Gidolim Izu, he says. Afilu Chazu Sadashi Nichzim L'Kadja V'Kasev. They saw them walk in to do Kiddushin Ezv L'Rosh HaKitcha. They didn't see the actual Mesiras HaKasev. Lo Baya Get. Like the Rashba, he says, there's no need for a get. There isn't even a suffix. Kevin Lo Chazu Mamash HaKitcha. And here, he directly addresses his Rebbe's Kasha. He says, I be hei nei nei yichun hei nei nei bia. He says, davka be bia, I'm reading hei nei nei yichun hei nei nei bia. It's only by Kiddushe bia where we say that, not by Kiddushe kesef. Why? So he says two things. And he's going to touch on different points that Yuchevra made earlier. Number one, he says, Mishum de'ikala meimer eish bin ores, ve'ena mehav heves. Said, if there's na'ores, I believe na'ores is dry flax, which is very flammable. There's going to be fire in the na'ores and it's not going to catch flame. In other words, there's a tremendous taiva. There's no great taiva to do an act of Kiddusha Kesef. So maybe it happened, maybe it didn't happen. But here, what are the chances that didn't happen? The Oliver Pesh Libo Gaspa. Put all the pieces together. The fellow says he's going to go do a Maitzik. The context, these are people who already know each other. It seems like it's going to be a Kiddush Ebiya. We saw the Yichud. What are the chances that Kiddush Ebiya did not occur? What's the Maram? Let's unpack. What's the Maram saying? What's his first solution to Kiddush Ekesef versus Kiddush Ebiya? But the point you made before, I think it was Noam who said it, Rove. Right? Maybe it's a question of how strong is Rove? How strong is the circumstantial evidence? Why are we assuming, the Maram says in his first terence, all circumstantial evidence is created equal? Sometimes it's suggestive, sometimes it's incredibly suggestive. Sometimes it's a slight Rove, sometimes it's a strong Rove, sometimes it's an exceptionally strong Rove. There's a difference between 90% chance that what I saw implies what I think happened versus 99.9% chance. We discussed at the beginning of the year the idea of different levels of rove. In many areas of halacha, a 51% rove and a 99% rove are different in many ways. They're both roves, but not all roves are created equal numerically and therefore halachically. So it sounds like, again, he said it very briefly, but I think if you're paying attention, the Maram is giving multiple answers. The first answer is, depends how strong the rove is. You have to assess not all circumstantial evidence is of equal strength. But hein hein eide yichud, hein hein eide bia, is unusually strong circumstantial evidence. So, I think it was Noam, I don't remember for sure. Look, he says, say, rachal kadavar, that the guy's sneaking in and out of the house, kaseder at night, and the neighbor never hears, none of the neighbors ever hear. It's not 100% certainty, but it's a racha kadavar means it's a very remote possibility. In other words, this is a very, very strong rove. So that's one option to think about. Is maybe talk about the strength of the rove. And then the Maram has a second teretz. Olam de Sheteretz is going to take us back to Chaim V'Siyaso. Chaim had a whole school of Tamei Chachamim that we're working with him here. Different versions, different variations. And the Maram is going to give us the linchpin to put this all together. Take a look inside. Again, we're in the middle of the second column, the Tshuvas Maimon. The Tshuvas Maram quoted reprint in the back of the Rambam under the framework of the Churis Maimini. He says, number one, Dafka Rabia, Eish Ben Ores, Einem Aveves. Particularly since he says the scenario in Sanhedrin in Kiddushin Samachay is specific case where they knew each other before, Libo Gaspa. And then he says, well, he essentially says, let me unpack a little bit more of what he says in the second tarot. He says, this is already a pre-existing stira. I don't need forget about the Maram and the Rajba. Forget about Kiddushe Kesef. You have on the one hand, on the other hand, you have different Gemaras have different standards of to what extent do we require Re'iya and to what extent do we accept Yediya. So we have the Gemara about the Rabbi Shimon ben Shattach and the bloody knife. Okay, maybe it's, there you need absolute Re'iya. Okay, but maybe that's different because that's Zini Nefashos. But then you have the Gemara, Hein Hein Eide Yichud, Hein Hein Eide Bia, right, which says that for Kiddushe Bia, seeing the Yichud is sufficient, versus the Gemara in Makkos, you saw at the very end of the first parak, that has two different opinions of, in a case where there was a criminal act of Bia, where there was Gilui Arayos, how much do the Edom have to see? Do the Edom have to see Kimichol Bishfoferes, the absolute, to actually see the Maisa Bia itself? Or the Gemara says, no, Achirok him and often. They see the couple from a distance. It looks like they're engaged in an act of znos. They didn't see the actual act of znos, but they see what appears to be an act of znos. So those are really three different standards. Kimichol v'shoferes. But even to say Achirok him and often, which is not absolute edus re'iya, that's still a lot more than hein hein edei yichud, hein hein edei bia. So we seem to be inconsistent in terms of what our standards are, leaving aside the Rajba, but leaving aside the Maram, in terms of the Gemaras, seem to be inconsistent in terms of what the standards are for Eidus Yediyah versus Eidus Re'iyah. What the Maram develops, and this is Rav Shechter's Nusach, is about this line of Maram, is that there's a sliding scale based on context of how much Re'iyah you require and how much Yediyah you accept. There are cases like the Maram and the Rajba hold about Kiddusha Kesef where you require 100% Eidus Re'iyah. And then there'd be cases like Shiro Znos where many hold, and the Hibsi Maskan Sasugya, at Shiro Kiminofim, you need a lot of Eidus Re'iyah, but not 100% Eidus Re'iyah. And then there'd be Kiddusha Bia where you have even less. You could rely even more on circumstantial evidence and the Eidus Yediyah below Eidus Re'iyah. Now the question is, but why? What is the standard? What is the standard? So Chaim V'Siyaso were already suggesting before, well, maybe sometimes it's impossible or it's inappropriate. So, okay, but therefore what? So it's difficult, but why is it therefore making an acceptable Eidus? Okay, so you can't have Eidim. But why does it therefore mean, therefore, why do I say therefore, well, since it's going to be inappropriate to have anything more, so the Kiddusha Bia will be valid with Hein Hein Eidei Yichud and Hein Hein Eidei Bia. Why? So it says, okay, so you can't do Kiddusha Bia. We anyways discourage Kiddusha Bia. Discourage is a mild word. The Gemara says in the first paragraph of Kiddusha that Rav would give Malchus Drabanan. Rav Mangin Aman the Makadish Babia, because it's an abject lack of tznius to be Makadish Babia. It's an important part of marriage, but it's not the way you should be beginning marriage b'fnei Eidim, for obvious reasons. So Rav said, Kiddusha Kesef, Kiddusha Bia, that's totally fine. But Hein Hein Eidei Yichud Hein Hein Bia, to say in front of Eidim, right? Harehi Mekudeshesli Babia Zu, and then you close the door, that's incredibly improper, incredibly built itzanua. It's effective. It doesn't mean it's mutter.
I should be effective if it's not proper at all.
Nazirus is effective even if it's highly discouraged.
Well, then I understand there's supposed to be a benefit for a person that has a particular situation for Nazirus, that he, like, drinks too much wine, for example.
Maybe in this case the guy knows that he can't wait to have a full fancy wedding and he needs to be married immediately.
I'm not sure, but there are plenty of cases. Halacha has a lot to say about what the implications are of doing something wrong. But I don't want to. Let's come back to our topic. Take a look inside the Maram. He accesses an important meta halacha concept. The ode came in the Efshilarovsky Michal Bishoferes. It's impossible to have the Edom actually see the full Maisibia. The Ginaihu, that would be highly inappropriate. The Lomasaro HaKasov El HaChachamim. Says the Torah handed over to the Chachamim. What does that mean? He goes on to quote the Gemara in Makkah that we mentioned before. Katlina, we paskin that we would give even Misa based on Ajiro Kiminothim, even though they didn't see Kimichal Bishoferes. Lomasara, he says, the answer is Lomasara HaKasav El HaChacham. The Torah handed over to the rabbis. What does that mean? This is a Din Daraisa. So the answer is what he's mentioning is an important concept that comes up, but the Gemara has it in Maseches Chagiga in relation to Meleches Chol HaMoed. The Ran mentions the very beginning of Yuma, Daf Aleph Amud Aleph, in relation to Sha'ari Nuyim An Yom Kippur. The idea of Lomasara Kasul El HaChachamim is as follows. At least the way that the Chachmei Sfar understand it. Is that every once in a while you'll have a din, which is a din daraisa, but it seems like the parameters are drabanan style parameters. That's one of the points that the Rishonim make about Sha'ari Nuim Yom Kippur, Rechitza and Sicha and so forth. It seems like we're makel based on also. We allow the melech and the kal to wash their faces so they should look nice, so they won't ruin the relationship. You wonder, but if rechitz is an isur daraisa on Yom Kippur, so how do you allow it for that sort of reason? Melechas Chol HaMoed has all sorts of exceptions that seem drabanan in style. And Maram says over here, the rules of Eidus, give me another 90 seconds, please. Unless you've got to run, you got to run. The rules of Eidus also, it seems like, well, it's based on Sorech. Based on Sorech, either it's good Eidus or it's not good Eidus. So what the Rishonim points, so some Rishonim, the Ashkenazi Rishonim, by Melechus Chol HaMoed and by Inuim Yom Kippur, they say, yeah, in Achanami. Obviously, the whole din is only Drabbanan. The whole Isser of Melechus Chol HaMoed is only Drabbanan. The whole Isser of Shainu Yom Kippur is only Drabbanan. But what the Chachmei Sfarad say, and particularly the Ran, they say, no, lo masara kasav al chachamim. What that means is, I have a din daraisa. I have psukim that indicate that malach is asr and chol hamoed. I have psukim that indicate that there is more to Yom Kippur than only not eating and drinking. I have psukim that indicate that there are standards of evidence for edus, o ra'ah, o yada. In all three cases, the psukim tell me that it didn't exist, and the psukim are almost overt about leaving the rules ambiguous, like deliberately ambiguous. There's something asr chol hamoed less than yantif. There's no way of figuring out what it is. The other things are also asr yom kippur, but no way of knowing what it is. O ra'o yada. Well, it's going to be some blend of yadir yu. What's that blend? So what the Rishonim say in all these cases is when the Torah is dafka about, there is a din, but I'm not telling you what the rules are, the implication, based on the Gemara and Chagid, Afi Chaz, is Masar Kas LaChachamim. The Torah is telling me that the Chachamim should figure out what the rules are, and those rules will have Doraisa binding power. So you're going to have a situation, rarely, in these three cases, maybe one or two other cases also, where you have Drabanan-style rules that count min HaTorah for Melechus Chol HaMoed, for Sha'arinu Yom Kippur, and here the Maram says, that's what's going on. Chazal had the ability to determine what the standard of evidence is in different cases, how much yidia, how much ri'ia, based on circumstances. Based on it's impossible, or genai, it's highly inappropriate to demand kimichal b'shoferes for znus. For kiddushei bi, we're even going to allow some more edus yidia. For kiddushei kesef, no! unlike the Mordechai, the Maram, presumably the Raj would say, Masar Kavzacham, there's no reason to lower the standards by Kiddushay Kesef, so they didn't. And by that same logic over here, what you're suggesting is because it's difficult or impossible for all those reasons, because it's so hard to see, and because it lasts for so long, v'chulu, and because it's non-affirmative, so the Mela, when they Chazal set up the standards of evidence, they made a rule which has binding power min haTorah, that shivah made yadi, this is sufficient. This degree of edus idea below edus re'ia suffices the same way it suffices by Kiddushay Bia, based on the principle of Lamasar Kasav Ella Lachacham. Enjoy your lunch, everyone.